Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Jules Haas, a New York attorney. For over 30 years, I've represented clients in estate, probate, real estate, and guardianship cases. My esteemed reputation is built on my years of experience and proven results for my clients. My office handles everything from simple administration proceedings to complex contest cases. As your attorney, no detail is too small. I'll work with you closely from beginning to end. In each and every case I take on, I strive to provide quality, personable legal services that directly benefit my clients with the best possible representation. For a free...
Okay, so I get here,
I'm waiting on my life for someone.
You'd never let your feelings show. The obligations that you bear. For the title that they gave. Baby, I love you more.
Very strong. Thank you.
Thank you. I can sit right here side by side doing me on the park bench. Where's your home? How many years did you study the classic? I studied classical piano for about 5 years. There are other people in the family with that sort of background. My father's sister is in the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra. Were they disillusioned or terribly disappointed when you went into the rock and roll business? Well, in the beginning, they were a little wary about rock and roll. Taking on a degree of acceptability now, when I first started, it was pretty universally condemned. We were talking about the importance of record literature, a man that is one of the finest prolific writers and producers was here right before you, and I said, so how do you produce your own record? Because you have an associate who does gentlemen.
The day the circus came to town. The rain just rolled in by her. She took off with soft walk. She danced without a name up on the water. Thank you.
me.
God, two fucking long. So keep barking and that's some shit here.
Thank you.
It's not the same people. This person's top note, and then you're done rolling four, right? And I gotta sit on my ass and do nothing. Thank you.
cheese. Scurvy. Goddamn scurvy.
You make my life difficult. Yeah, you're out of your mind.
You know,
If they went through his shit, he would flip the fuck out. He does, that's why. So he wasn't out trying to let money.
Thank you.
Bring it, God. He says it, he wants my soul. Because all you see is the eyes here. It's a little cheesy.
Well, now we're about to hear the one most popular single of the week. But it's not going to be the real thing. It's a duet by Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, returning to the number one spot. And I think everybody knows the story by now of how program director Gary Guthrie at station WAKY in Louisville brought Neil and Barbara together. He edited their two solo recordings of that song into a duet, and he made it a hit in Louisville. Whereupon, Barbara and Neil recorded the real duet and released it as a single. And after it hit number one 2 weeks ago, Gary Guthrie told us that he received a telegram of thanks from Barbara and flowers from Neil with a note that read, "Congratulations on your first number one record." We asked Gary to send us a copy of his edited tape to play here on American Top 40. So now, at number one, in place of the hit single, let's hear the fake duet that made it happen.
You don't sing enough songs. You hardly talk to me anymore. When you come through the door at the end of the day. I remember when you couldn't wait without me. You used to hate to leave me. Thank you.
Gary Guthrie's original version of You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond, in place of the actual single released by Barbara and Neil. Number one in the USA this week, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
You, 2011.
Well, now we're about to hear the one most popular single of the week, but it's not going to be the real thing. It's a duet.
Our goal with TSI was to take everything that was great about TX and make it even better.
3, 2, 1,
switch. If we were going to generate more ball speed off the face, we needed to migrate to a different material.
Which is how we ended up with the ATI 425 titanium base technology.
Here at ATI, we're not a golf company. We're an engineering company that recognized the possibilities that ATI 425 would bring to the title.
With the new face insert, we're seeing off-center shots, getting the same amount of ball speed from on-center shots.
That's tough. Still 297, Terry. And right down the middle. That's crazy.
TFI is the best drive of cyclists has produced in my career. It's an amazing piece of technology. It's going to change your game.
Do you remember the first time we met?
You're being funny with me?
I'm a steel ball and I'm being funny yourself.
This is a critical moment to see.
I care about what's funny. Let's give a shot, yeah?
Maybe it's funny for her. I've never done that before.
I've seen other people do it.
Being the Ricardos, rated R.
Thank you.
In December 2008, legendary investor Whitney Tilson explained to 60 Minutes anchor Scott Pelley that there would be a second wave of the U.S. mortgage crisis, but nevertheless, the stock market would soar. Soon after, stocks started the biggest bull market run in U.S. history. Then, in March 2015, Tilson appeared again on 60 Minutes, this time with Anderson Cooper, and revealed a huge scandal at one of America's largest home improvement companies, Lumber Liquidators. Soon after, the company's stock price fell nearly 80%. And that brings us to today. Whitney Tilson, one of the most famous former hedge fund managers in America, who's appeared twice on national television to explain major financial news stories, is stepping forward again. But this time, he's not waiting for 60 Minutes. Instead, he's revealing the full story here first. Tilson has met with President Clinton and Obama, attended Warren Buffett's last 21 Berkshire Hathaway meetings, and spoken at his most prestigious business schools such as Harvard, Columbia, and Wharton. And today, he's going public with details on what he calls the biggest economic and financial story in America that almost no one has talked about. Tilson says the recent convergence of two incredible new technologies will soon dramatically change the value of homes and real estate all over the country. But as much as $6,000 a year back into most U.S. family bank accounts forced the radical overhaul of the tax code across every city and small town in America, transformed the energy business, the insurance industry, and parts of the healthcare industry, all while saving millions of lives and making early investors a potential fortune. Why should you pay attention to Whitney Tilson's latest big prediction? For one simple reason. He has one of the best track records in America when it comes to pinpointing the most profitable stock market. Consider, he called the exact day Bitcoin would peak in value and the exact hour marijuana stocks would start their big collapse. More recently, just after the stock market bottomed during the coronavirus crisis, Tilson said, "This is the absolute best time to be an investor in more than a decade." He was exactly right. Stocks had the best quarter in more than 20 years. There's probably not another financial analyst in the world who can make these claims. Tilson has also accurately predicted the decline of 88 different stocks, including three bankruptcies. He even helped oust the CEO of America's most famous rental car company, which filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. And along the way, Tilson also purchased for his clients many of the most valuable stocks in recent history, long before they were household names, including Netflix, where it was $7.78 a share, Apple at $1.42 per share, and Amazon at $48 a share. This is why CNBC wants to think with Whitney Tilson, the quantum, and why it's critical for you to take a few minutes to hear about the huge new trend Tilson has identified. Convergence of two brand new technologies has hit a tipping point, and as a result, a new technological development has started to roll out in California, Arizona, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, and Washington, D.C. And despite the coronavirus, this has sent the investment world into a recent frenzy. In late June, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, spent $1.2 billion to acquire key components of these technologies. Bezos knows this breakthrough will transform not only his business, but also your life. Stock market investors have finally started to catch on, too. An Ohio company working on this technology has just soared an incredible 500% in the past month and a half. A California company, considered the leader in this space, is up more than 260% since the start of the year. And a Phoenix company working on this breakthrough recently shot up 104% in a single day. But it's not just the investment gains that are so remarkable. As you'll see, the spread of this technology across America is going to change everything. From the way you eat, shop, work, and travel, to the value of our homes and where you live, it will radically alter the price you pay for everything from airline and train tickets to a tank of gas, and even household goods. Unfortunately, however, says Tilson, there's a downside to this story, too. Convergence of these two radical new technologies is also going to cause a lot of people to lose money. Thousands of well-known businesses are likely to go bankrupt. Tilson believes the positive effects of this radical development far outweigh the negatives.
And that's why he's going public with the full story today. He says, this is not something that might happen. It's inevitable. It's 100% guaranteed to take place. In fact, it's already underway in multiple cities, including Phoenix, Boston, and San Jose. The only question is, when will it hit your hometown? Today, Whitney Tilton will explain everything you need to know, including the full details on his single favorite investment in this space. You run the stock name, the ticker symbol, and the recommended buy option price of an incredibly profitable company, which is head and shoulders above all others in this technology race. Again, give me the name and stock symbol of this investment, totally free of charge, right here in this presentation. All you have to do is stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Whitney Tilson, and today I want to tell you about the biggest financial story in America, which is not getting nearly enough attention in the mainstream press. Despite the coronavirus pandemic and all the news coverage you see on other hot technological breakthroughs, such as 5G and robotics, artificial intelligence and virtual reality, blockchain and quantum computers, most people are completely missing out on the big investment story. As you'll see, we are at a seminal moment in American history. An enormous sea change is coming to our society, and an investing frenzy has just begun. We're seeing gains as big as 100% in a single day and 500% or more in less than 2 months. The thing is, this investing frenzy is just getting started, so it's critical for you to understand what's taking place right now. Earlier this year, I spent all day visiting the major producers and suppliers of the key components behind this technology at the most important tech conference in the world, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And despite everything that's happened in the crazy year that's been 2020, I'm now more convinced than ever that almost everyone is going to be stunned by how quickly this new development will advance and roll out across America. I've already reached out to CNBC to get this story on a major television network, but just as I've done in the past, I'm not going to wait for them to make it public. So I'm sharing everything I've uncovered here first. Today, you could be among the first to hear about the biggest technological change in America we've seen in many, many years. And I'll even reveal, totally free of charge, my favorite stock market investment to take advantage of the situation. You don't have to give me your email address, your credit card, or anything like that. Just stay tuned. A year from now, this story will be all over the news. But today, hardly anyone is taking it seriously. Let's get started. What most people don't understand about technology is that the really big disruptions, the ones that make people rich and change our lives, are almost never the result of a single invention. Instead, it's the convergence of several new technologies and often a new business model, too. Take personal computers, for example. They were introduced in 1977 when the Apple II, the Commodore PET, and Radio Shack's TRS-80 all made their debut. It was the advent of the hard drive by IBM, integrated circuits, integrated computer systems, and other important breakthroughs which made it all possible. PCs changed our world and created fortunes. Intuit software let people do their own taxes, and the company's share price soared 1,900%. Cisco built hardware and software, and its stock went up by more than 3,000%. And Western Digital perfected PC hard drives. Shares went up more than 1,900% over the long term. The Internet, which went live in 1991, was also a combination of multiple breakthroughs. The Department of Defense's ArrakNet technology first linked four computers together in 1969, and the advent of breakthroughs such as packet switching, transmission control protocol, and hypertext markup language made the Internet a reality. And again, it made investors wealthy. Amazon is up more than 228,000% since the early days. eBay shares are up almost 12,000% since going public. Priceline, now called Booking, is up 33,000% over the long term. The same thing happened a few years ago with smartphones. Steve Jobs first introduced the iPhone with a call to a nearby Starbucks in 2007. And it was all possible because of the convergence of technologies like high-speed modems, seamless roaming, GPS, digital imaging, touch screens, which IBM first put in a phone in 1992, and many more. And yet again, people got rich. Apple shares are up more than 2,500% since the iPhone debuted in 2007. Cell phone chip maker Broadcom has seen its share price soar 2,500% over 15 years. And Lam Research, which makes the semiconductor processing equipment, is up more than 2,500% in roughly the last decade. Today, the same thing is about to happen again. A slew of new technologies are leading us to a new development, a transformation called TAS. In a decade or less, it will be hard to imagine how we survived before this transformation took place, just as today it's hard to imagine how we functioned before smartphones. And it's all going to happen much, much faster than almost anyone thinks. Let me show you what is rapidly unfolding, how it's going to make some people a fortune over the next few years and bankrupt others while transforming our lives in ways that are almost unimaginable right now. Remember, I'm also going to give you, totally free of charge, my number one favorite way to invest in this technological breakthrough today. I'll reveal the stock name and ticker symbol in just a few minutes. I did something very similar not long ago. Back in 2002, I saw the convergence of the internet, faster data transmission, and a new business model, on-demand streaming TV and movie services, in a company I'm sure you're familiar with, Netflix. I was extremely skeptical of this new model at first, but wanted to learn more. So I flew to California and had lunch with Reed Hastings, Netflix's founder and CEO. After learning more, I became a huge believer, and when the stock got cheap enough, I loaded up on shares in my hedge funds and went on CNBC telling everyone how Netflix was a screaming buy. A year later, the stock was up sixfold, the beginning of a run that ended up being a 3,000% gain in only 6.5 years after I made that call. I think the situation before us today is very similar. Two incredible technologies are just now hitting a tipping point, and when you combine those breakthroughs with a new business model that's already proving to be incredibly powerful, it's going to completely transform our world over the next few years. Here's what you need to know. The technology I want to tell you about today is known in Silicon Valley and Manhattan as TAS, and if you've never heard of it, you soon will. TAS stands for Transportation as a Service, and while it might not sound like a very high-tech name, it's possible only because of the convergence of dozens of new, incredible technologies, including two big new technologies in particular. It's also 100% guaranteed to completely transform our daily lives. Just for starters, it will dramatically change the value of homes and real estate all over the country. It will put an estimated $5,600 back into the hands of 93% of U.S. families every year. It will dramatically change the value of your car. For most people, this is a big deal because cars are most people's second biggest purchases after housing. TAS will result in the collapse of oil prices. It will radically change the tax structure of almost every city and small town in America. That's because estimates show that Chicago, for example, will lose at least $250 million in revenue because of TAS. Los Angeles will lose more than $140 million. New York will lose $500 million every single year. TAS will also radically change the insurance industry and the healthcare industry, saving millions of lives. Go now up to nearly 400 miles on a single charge, and soon we'll be able to go up to 600 miles on one charge. And because battery technology is not only getting better, but also a lot cheaper, the crossover point, when electric vehicles are actually cheaper to purchase than their gas-powered equivalent, is projected to start in just 2022.
Big investments. I don't know. One time or another, I remember myself, Amazon had called me. Why? Let me invest.
Drinking water before bed burns 46 pounds in 2 weeks. If you are struggling to lose weight and you're over 25, then you need to hear this. People are burning 2.5 pounds of fat each night if they sleep by adding this one ingredient to their glass of water before bed. Harvard scientists confirmed for the first time ever that weight gain problems have nothing to do with your metabolism, speed, diet, or exercise, but with brown adipose tissue levels in the body. They found that this brown adipose tissue is what burns the body fat that accumulates around your waist and thighs, and that this strange tissue is also what controls your metabolism while you sleep. In November 2021, these same Harvard researchers discovered a strange new type of tropical ingredient that, when paired with a glass of water before bed, multiplies brown adipose tissue capacities in the body and accelerates your metabolism to burn body fat 451% faster in seconds as you sleep. And the results are shaking the weight loss industry to its core. Every person who tested this tropical water lost more than 46 pounds in less than 2 weeks. This discovery is the answer to solving literally all weight-related problems, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, diabetes, colon cancer, and heart disease. More than 234,205 people are already using it, and they have been able to reduce their weight successfully while also reducing hunger and activating electrifying all-day energy. Remember, this has nothing to do with diets, surgery, pills, or exercises. While you still can, click the link below to watch a short free special video that shows exactly how thousands of people are taking advantage of this new tropical water to reduce their weight and surprise their friends and family with the amazing body they've always dreamed of. Imagine no more belly fat, love handles, and excess weight. No more worrying about the constant strain put on your health, and best of all, never having to feel guilty about eating your favorite food. The billion-dollar weight loss industry does not want you to see this video and discover this extraordinary secret. Watch it now before it...
All right, here's turn two here. Mm-hmm. Get the fish. Thank you.
You will.
Yeah. How do you know? And you don't. You thought about that fool. How you work.
Okay, I know. Let's get them over here. We're going to be back. I know it isn't easy.